Hello everyone, we are so excited that you're on call today. My name is Ksenia Kramen, representing Casual Workforce, as we interview certified career coach Hallie Crawford. Hallie, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you?
Good, wonderful. We're actually very honored to have you, and I just wanted to share with our listeners just a brief glimpse of who you are, and then we can get started. Does that sound okay?
That sounds perfect. Thanks.
Perfect. Hallie Crawford, our interviewee for today, is a certified career coach, speaker, author, and founder of Create Your Career Path. Hallie has served on the board of the Georgia Coach Association and is regularly featured as a career expert on CNN, Fox Business News, and The Wall Street Journal, Yahoo, Hot Jobs, and Entrepreneur Magazine. Hallie and her team of coaches are passionate about helping people find their dream job and succeeding in that job for the rest of their life. And Hallie, my first question to you today is something I think that everyone has asked, me including, and our listeners, I think, are curious to know, how do we figure out what we want to do with our lives? If we're a college student or someone who's stuck in a job that we don't want to do, how do we figure out what we want to do?
Ooh, that's a $20 million question, right?
Yes, exactly.
There's actually a lot of things that you need to consider in order to figure out, you know, your career direction, but but some of the things are things that you actually mentioned to me when we were, you know, talking about preparing for this, and one of the first things I actually suggest to people are look at what your passions and interests are, because at the very beginning with all of my clients, I actually help them define and look at, okay, what are you really interested in? Where do you typically spend your free time?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start with the heart first, I find that you're going to get going on your path and your process much faster than if you just sat down and tried to be really practical about it. That you need to do that dream first and really think about what are you passionate about and interested in first, and then you put the other pieces in place as you go. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. So it's very important for me to identify my interests, passions, goals, and kind of what makes me tick, and that is what I should do.
Yes. I would say that's the very first step you need to take. So you can sit down, for example, and give yourself about 20 minutes, and you could even brainstorm with other people too, but think about, okay, what are things that I do that I love them so much I lose track of time? Write those down.
All right.
Where are the places where you spend your free time? What topics are you interested in when you're watching the news or reading magazines? You know, what are the themes in the books that you read? All of those things are clues to possible passions and interests. And I say, write them all down. You can always cut down the list later. Put everything down first. And then you can look at saying, okay, which of these are actual possible career ideas as opposed to things that are just more hobbies?
Mm-hmm. And then to follow up with that, what about my personality? How much does that play into what choosing a suitable career? So, for example, if I'm really shy and don't want to talk to people, or the opposite of that, I don't want a desk job and I do want to be with people, like, how much does my personality play into what I should choose?
I think it's a huge piece. And here's the thing about personality is I have found in doing this for a long time that your work environment can be make or break in a huge way with your job. And personality type affects your work environment. Or I should actually say it's the other way around. You need to find a work environment or a culture of an organization that is going to be a fit for your personality, or else it's not going to work for you. I had a client who was in a large consulting firm in Chicago, and she actually loved her job. She loved what she did, but the work environment was so bad for her that she wanted to leave. So, you know, you could be following your heart and your passion, but if the work environment is not suitable for you, and that's a big part of your personality type, then it could not be a fit. So you really do need to consider your personality. Do you want to work in a large firm, a small firm? What kind of schedule do you want to have? That kind of stuff, because it really can be a make or break.
All right. Thank you. And then I'm sure that our listeners, and myself included, do not want to spend the rest of our lives in low-paying, low-income, unsatisfying jobs, for example, well, McDonald's or anything like that. How should we prepare ourselves and be able to qualify for, like, the higher-paying jobs, the jobs where we get to choose the environment we want to be in and just the, I guess, the nicer jobs?
A few things. First of all, education is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something to really think about, though, too, Sonia, because, you know, I was reading an article, gosh, I think it was in Forbes a few months ago, and they were talking about, though, how students are getting out of college and they can't find jobs and they've got all of this debt. And that really can be really tough on people. So I do think education is vitally important, and it's the way that you move up and can move up, you know, move up the corporate ladder, if you will, or just in your career progression. But you still have to be smart about it, and you know, you need to be smart about it financially too. But I would say education is critical and key, and just keep in mind that there's lots of ways to do that these days. Like, you don't have to go live. You can, you know, take an online course.
Mm-hmm.
And take a class at a community college where it would be less expensive. You can get a certification in something. Like, I know that there's a human resources certificate that you can get instead of going back to school full-time mm-hmm. for 4 years, majoring in that, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So education is going to be vitally important, especially when you do it or get that degree or certificate or whatever in the industry that you want to be in. Make sure that it's relevant, because that's the only thing, too. You don't want to be so that's one thing that's really important. Another thing is to always keep up with and maintain your skills in your industry, in your field. So, for example, if you're a web developer or an architect, you need to stay on top of the latest software and know how to use it, even if you're unemployed or you're busy at work. You need to stay on top of it. I was actually working with a client yesterday who he is very tech savvy. He's a computer science major, and he wants to get into the gaming industry. And he's been looking for jobs. He just graduated from school, so he's a little bit younger. And he's concerned, actually, that some of his computer skills are getting rusty. And I said, you got to get back on the computer. So if you want to prepare yourself for higher paying jobs, you need to stay on top of your skills and also stay on top of the trends in your industry. So I think a third thing would be to attend association meetings for your industry and network with those people. Read the relevant magazines or blogs or websites that are relevant and important in your industry, because that will help you stay kind of cutting edge or, you know, on the cusp of what's going on and be able to see that next trend that you can jump on. If you're like way in the dark ages in your industry, you're not gonna move up.
No, that makes sense. As actually a college student myself, I guess what I'm wondering is, there's a lot of competition for jobs out there, and is a bachelor's degree going to be enough in the future, or is it better to even go further in your education than just standard 4 years?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, because I have a lot of people asking me this too.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard different things. So I've heard some people say, you know what, a bachelor's degree these days is like a high school degree.
Oh,
you
no.
And, but I don't think that's the case necessarily. So I don't.
All right.
Yeah. But I would say that that's the minimum. You know, if you want to get a well-paying job and, you know, be able to succeed or progress in your career and get something that's a little bit higher level, you do need to have that. So what I would say is that getting a master's degree or a higher level degree is a great thing, only if it's imperative to have to get you where you want to go. So it's not worth spending the money if you don't need that to get into your field. And for example, you could, you know, just start it at a lower level position and work your way up, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on what you're looking at. And I think in terms of the job market, though, these days in general, that it's really good to have a bachelor's degree, and that's fine. That it's not like it's going to that you're going to be underqualified for things. You just have to realize, though, and I think it's getting better, but that there's still a lot of people out there who will be more educated than you and probably older and more qualified, just because there's so many people that have been let go. But Mm-hmm. This doesn't mean go run out and get a master's degree just because. You know, you really have to think about your options. And the other thing I would say, too, is remember what I said a couple of seconds ago about certificate programs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember, too, that if you, you know, once you figure out your direction, you want to go get some sort of additional education, if that's needed, that's very specialized. And that it does not have to necessarily be a full-time master's degree, that you can get mm-hmm. an online certificate or something like that, as long as you know you're going to get value out of it and it's a reputable company or degree.
Yes. And then internships, would that be a good idea as well?
Internships, I think, are great. I mean, it's funny because another client I was talking to yesterday, mm-hmm. who was a recent grad also, his dad was discouraging him from taking an internship, and I don't know why, but I told him, I said, look, this is a great way to get your foot in the door, and especially in this tough mm-hmm. economy, you know, companies are less willing to hire people full-time permanently. They want to test you out a little bit, and internships is a great way to do that, so I say take them. Now, you do have to consider if it's unpaid or low paid, how are you going to take care of yourself financially? You need to work that out, of course. Mm-hmm. But I love internships. I think they're a great way for them to test drive you, but also you to do the same, because what if you don't like it? You can kind of try it out, but it can be a great way to get your foot in the door.
Mm, definitely. Hallie, my next question for you is, Create Your Career Path says that they help people pick a job and then stick to it for the rest of their life. And what should be our main motivation for sticking to your job or your chosen career for the rest of your life? Is it even possible these days to find a job and stick to it? It sounds like something that, like, our grandparents are still working at the same job. Or is that possible these days, I guess, to find one career and stick to it?
I love this question. It's a really good one, actually. So it does sound like your grandparents punching a time clock and then yeah. they go on in retirement, right? Woohoo,
yeah.
That's fabulous. So here's the thing with that. What I do believe that it is possible, and let me explain it a little bit more
so right.
that I can clarify it. Number one, I don't want people to be job hoppers and be jumping around from job to job that they don't like, because our jobs are such a big part of our lives that it really can wreak havoc on your personal life too. It's unsatisfying and unrewarding to be somewhere for that long, like 9 to 5 or 40 hours a week plus.
Yes, definitely.
So I really do want people to find something that they can enjoy and enjoy for the rest of their lives. And I do think that it is possible. I'm an example of it. I love what I do. Now, this is the way I describe it to clients, though, sort of a caveat here, that the way I see this is if you love something and want to do it for the rest of your life, you're going to progress and move up a lot higher in your career and be more successful, right? Because you're not jumping around.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is I tell people, let's find the ballpark that you want to be in. Let's find the industry that you want to be in general. And I'll just use myself as a quick example. I love what I do as a career coach. Mm-hmm. And when I first started out doing this 9 years ago, I was only coaching people one-on-one, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And now since then, I have started to, I'm publishing books, I'm a speaker, we have, you know, an online career center, I do coaching groups, and the point is, Sonia, that I'm still going to be a career coach in some way, shape, or form for the rest of my life, but my path will change and, you know, course correct as I go. Like, now I'm doing different things within my coaching.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's not to say that you're going to be an accountant and that's it for the rest of your life. You may, you know, change it a little bit, but you may be a different type of accountant later, or you might decide to start your own business. But the bottom line is you're probably, that we want to find an industry that you want to be in and stay in for the long run.
Mm. So in your case, you enjoy counseling or coaching people, and that's part of your personality. So then you're going to take that and use it in different ways and different spheres, but you're still going to be in that industry, I guess, for the rest of your life. Is that what you mean? So it's a little bit more broad, but it's something you love to do, and then you go throughout your life doing that in different ways. Is that, getting you correctly? All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly it. So I'm not going to go be a weight loss counselor or something, or a, you know, an aerobics instructor or some other kind of counseling, it's always going to be career because that's my passion. But I might just do it in different ways. So I might, you know, in a few more years, only do speaking engagements, but still be talking about career and finding something you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. So sticking to a career is less about finding like that one office that you're always going to stick in and that one thing you're always doing, but more about finding what you love and then using that as a launching pad to grow and keep going and expand and learn new things, but still always under that umbrella of coaching, for example.
Exactly.
All right.
So you're not going to be a GM necessarily for the rest of your life. You can be if you want, but not necessarily that. And as we know, yes, people do change jobs a lot more than they did before, but you might change a job into a different industry or, you know, just go to a, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't say different industry, into a different company or a different part or arm of the industry that you're already in. So you might be a lawyer at the beginning, you know, working on real estate or something, but you might shift into becoming a lawyer for, you know, like art dealers or something like that. You're still a lawyer, you still have that foundation, and you may need to take some classes or do something in order to make that shift, but you're not suddenly becoming a dentist.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then, Hallie, I was just curious about your thoughts on this, but there seems to be an explosion of internet businesses that are opening up as marketplaces to find work or workers. For example, Elance, Credible Hire, PetSitters.com, AngieList.com. I guess, do you believe this increase in such sites is going to have any sort of impact on where or how people go about making a living? In other words, do you see more people taking a go at being a casual worker where they're finding work online and that way versus punching in and clocking out?
Yeah, going to sit in a beautiful gray cubicle all day every day.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So I definitely do. It's interesting because more and more I'm hearing from my clients just now as opposed to when I started my coaching practice that flexibility and versatility for them is more important in some cases than salary. I mean, salary is obviously important, but they're saying, I want flexibility. And these internet businesses, they provide that. And so, and I do have a lot more people saying to me when we're brainstorming career ideas for them, saying, yeah, well, I could do that online, or I could start my own thing much more than I ever have before. So it gives people a lot more choices. Now, obviously, there's, you know, you have to weigh the pros and cons, and there's risk involved, and it's obviously not a fit for everybody, but it definitely expands things enormously, and I think it's part of why our workforce is changing to more flex time, to more telecommuting, that kind of thing, and that people feel like they can actually demand or ask for that more than they could before.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer, or was there a little bit more?
I guess it gives the opportunity for people to use all their skills versus just a certain amount that they'll learn at the 4 years in college. Does that make sense a little bit? I guess it would give people more of an opportunity to do a lot more and explore different skill sets that they have versus just sticking to coaching, for example.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You know what? I think that it's definitely true. The thing that I think people just have to be careful about is, you know, being the business owner and starting up their own business kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But with what you're saying, yes, because you have to use a lot more skills than just, like, I'm going to go be an accountant and punch numbers or something. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out how to market yourself. You need to figure out, you know, the web stuff, all of that, or at least hire people to help you do that. So I think it can. It definitely can help you tap into more of your skills and a broader, you know, base of them, definitely beyond what you learned in school. And I think that that's appealing for a lot of people. And one of the things that's great about, you know, online businesses too is you can do it on the side. So you could go be, you know, a consultant or whatever and have your full-time job where you're sitting in your cubicle. But start this on the side to see how you like it. And if it's even something that's interesting to you, and if you have those skills that, you know, you're talking about, that broad base of skills to be successful at it. And that's part of what's cool is it gives people more flexibility. It's not just a, I'm going to quit this job and then start another, you know, next one. You can try things out for a little while first.
That makes sense. And you can try a lot of different things out as well versus just one.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that I think is really rewarding about starting your own thing is it's yours, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
love that idea of this is my thing. That's so rewarding and fulfilling for them. There's pressure that comes with it, obviously, but they love that because it's like they're starting something from scratch or that's very personal for them too. And I think that's part of what's cool about it and appealing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Hallie, before we end today, could you please take a moment and share with our listeners more about your business and what you yourself have started, Create Your Career Path, and just tell us more about that?
Sure. My company is called Create Your Career Path, and I called it that because, like we were talking about before, you said this perfectly about having a career for the rest of your life, and it's about being proactive about your career instead of just reacting
mm-hmm.
to, oh, well, this job was offered, so I'll take it. It's about career planning and saying, where do I want to be in 20 years and how do I get there? And so it's myself and a team of coaches. Right now we have 4 additional other coaches, and we help people with the career direction. But like you were saying, we also help, okay, what's the career path that you want to take?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you make it real? You know, we need to help you with your resume, your job search, that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
So it's very practical as well.
Yes. We start with the dreaming and the
yes.
and all that. And we do have to get practical at some point, though.
Definitely.
So there's the practical element, too, that, you know, we're helping you figure out how to make it real. Because, I don't know, it's so important to me. I can't just say to somebody, well, here's your career direction, or this is what we found out. Good luck. Let's, you know,
yes.
It has to be something that's realistic for you, too. So when you're considering career ideas, you have to be practical about it as well. So that's part of what we help people do. And like I said before, we do individual coaching, but we also do group coaching. We've
mm-hmm.
got contracts that are affordable for people, because part of the thing that I've found over the years is, you know, if someone's unemployed or they're in a job search, they need to watch their spending a lot of times. So
yes.
We did low-cost home study programs, and there's an online career center that we have as well that, you know, people can join. It's $9 a month, and they can get live career advice from us. So,
that's awesome. As well as getting to meet with you in person and just sitting down. And do you sit down with them and, for example, help them write out their resume or narrow things down or that also?
Yes. Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly. That's a big part of it. So that's part of the individual coaching that we do. So we'll do a career assessment with someone if they need it, help them revise and completely revamp their resume and learn how to brand themselves when they're in interviews.
Awesome.
And basically the way that we see it is it's kind of like going to the gym. You know, what I think we've found with the Great Recession, I guess they're calling it. Sounds so
funny. Yeah.
That we need to treat our careers as our best asset, because our homes are no longer that. Our investments, you know where that went. So you really have to treat yourself. You're your best asset, and your career is. And so the way that we see this is it's about keeping your career fit. And just like you would go to the gym, you need to be proactive and work it out and make
Definitely.
Sure that you're staying on top of things.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Hallie, for talking to us today. You had a lot of great advice, I think, for our listeners and for me. And yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Oh, and I just wanted to mention our website, so if people do want to contact us.
Oh, definitely.
Our website is halliecrawford.com. It's Hallie Crawford.com. And our phone number is 877-298-6444. Oh, and we offer a complimentary consultation for people, and I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk to us for a few minutes before they decide what the next best step is for them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you, Hallie.
You're welcome.
And we'll be in touch.